Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the Raw House Podcast Experience. I am your host, Hassan Raw. It is Friday, April 12th, 2024, year of our almighty Lord. I am the beast of the east, spitting through the mic cord like a vice lord, but back on black crime, I do not applaud. We just send the knowledge forward so it can come backwards. Time forward. Forward month. Forward march. R.I.P. to Orenthal, James Simpson, Hall of Fame running back for the Buffalo Bills. If you watch, he is with the 49ers, his hometown team. San Francisco native. Went on to become America's favorite Negro. Hertz Rent-A-Car commercials. Dingo boots. Pioneer chicken. You name it, O.J. sold it. Left his beautiful black wife, Marguerite, behind. And got him some young white behind. And as the old black woman tell you, all the white woman in the beginning of your sorrows. Eventually immortalized in the Naked Gun trilogy. Comedy gold. You fucking millennials can't fucking fathom. You done with the 90s, though. Go paint your nails and shave your butthole. All right. And then in about 1994, my freshman year of high school, his wife, Nicole, murdered, and her lover, Ron Goldman. Me and Marcus Allen went over to see Nicole, knocked on the door, thought it was Ron Gold. We did it. I ain't gonna give y'all no theories, man. But we know what happened there, if you don't. Well, there's a Raw House about it. Well, in the future, when you ask what happened, you gotta go back to the past. The Raw House, best podcast your ass ever heard of. Yeah, I already told you. The Raw House already told you. I can't say it's me. I can't say it's the Shaka Man. The Raw House already told you. Hit me up on the Cash App, SHAKKAMONPAPI. Looks like Future and Metro Boomin ran back on Drake. This time they brought Captain Marvel, ASAP Rocky. Drake don't even know, who is this? Who is this you bring with him? He's just trying to make breakfast. He's just trying to make breakfast. Drake Thanos. Oh, let's get right into it, shall we? IEYE, earthquakes in election year. Election year, earthquakes. Election year, earthquakes. Earthquake on the Northeast Corridor. Election year this year. Last time we had one, 2012. What'd you know? Election year. Where are Democrats trying to get in again? Why you sticking you and taking all your money? Give me the fools. Give me the fools. They're going to vote. Joe Biden ain't got time to hit the pavement, man. He's just going to shake the pavement. He's going to boom, boom, shake the room. Get your ass in the voting room. The parallels. They all there. They all there. Let's talk about women's basketball. Killing men's basketball right now. Why is that happening? Well, the so-called superior men's college basketball game. It's a key element missing from the men's game that the women's game have. That middle. And the promotion of that middle. In the men's college basketball, you got 2 7-footers leading their team to the last game. One of them's averaging like 40 points a fucking game. Big old monster. Big old monster that make free throws and finish everything at the rim. And he might go second round, might not get drafted. And I'm watching his team. They barely know how to feed him the fucking ball. Man probably could have Wilt Chamberlain numbers. These niggas knew how to do post-entry pass. Yeah, so one reason a woman's game looks better is the big men are involved, not evolved. You go to the NBA, they've truncated it down to you just catch an alley-oop, you get it off the rebound, or you hit an open three, you set a screen. It's just fucking analytics. Well, women can't catch alley-oops. So guess what I see? I see when they set their big people up, they set them up. It ain't just a dude, a guard with fucking blonde dreads in his hair. Well, man, he can't shoot and dribble. And he got this body language. All right, I gotta throw you the ball. That's how it looks. How do I know? I've been through it before. When you watch these women, they setting up. See, women got all the deceit. The bitch set up like she about to hit a mid-range. Yeah, I'm about to hit. Nah, I'm throwing the ball inside. Watch how they do that shit. They be looking a whole other way. No, I'm not throwing the ball inside. Oh, you got superior position. No, reset. No, I'm joking. Pew. If you're missing the middle, the game is like a bullshit-ass riddle. That's all I got to say, man. Bring back the big mom, and the game looks better. Post-entry passing has to be taught. Sounds like a little thing. It's a big thing. Now, there's a new rule. I see in New Jersey, they have a curfew for niggas 18 and under. You got to get in the house before 8 o'clock or 12 a.m. And they saying if you this is broken a lot of times, then guess what? Your parents might go to jail or get a fine. Well, if parents can be locked up for ignoring warning signs of school shooters and shooters in the hood, how about the feds? They have an infamous line they always say. He was on our radar. You know, the parents always say, we told him he was crazy. Is that not what you always say when somebody shoot up the school, blow up a bomb somewhere in America? So what do the feds do? What do they get when they fuck up? They're not fucking up. If you're a Raw House vet, you know, a lot of times the other team lets you score so they can get the ball back. You know what I'm talking about? Now, I'm moving fast. I saw, what's this guy's name? Is it Michael Porter Jr.? Is that his name? He plays for the Denver Nuggets. Saw him on some podcast. And he's discussing the weird sexual proclivities of his NBA brethren. And I can tell by the way he's talking, he kind of aghast. Like, damn, bro. You know why he aghast? Cause he a pretty boy. He never been stressed for pussy. He never had to. He probably never was fiending to look at porn. He knew bitches on his rocks. Some of these ug mug niggas, man. The white bitch on the podcast was like, yeah, I know dudes who are messed up by porn. And now they eat chocolate chip cookies with doo doo in it. And it's not an exaggeration, man. This is what happened when you go too far. You know. Porn is probably the worst thing you could do to yourself. Don't watch it. It sets an impossible standard in your head of what you think a woman's supposed to be. That ain't a woman. That's somebody paying bills. Maybe one out of eight of these bitches you see are actually freaky like this. She go home and fuck her man mad regular. I'm telling you. Mad regular. Only way she fucking good if he pay her like she get paid the fucking ass in. One out of eight of them is real freaks. And these boys out here banging men, trannies, all the sort. And it's because you're sick. You got a sickness in your head. And eventually you'll be fucking dogs or something. You know it. Some of them already did it. How does a boy like Dwight Howard come in the NBA, a virgin, good Christian boy? And now there's all these rumors of him wearing skirts at secret parties and grabbing dicks and pulling men with fucking dresses out the closet. And having huge sores on his ass. And then playing with a rectal injury that season. Do you remember that? Shaq had fun with that, didn't he? Shaq went,
I won't talk about Dwight Howard. He's out with a rectal injury.
Too much. Too easy. It's too accessible. Show me a pretty woman, I show you the NBA player, rapper, rich nigga, tired of fucking her. And he's trying to fuck a goat now. Thank God you broke. Did you thank God that you went to work? That you could go to work and be regular? Sometimes you hear niggas talk about doing shit to a woman in a rap song. You say, why would you want to do that? Don't feel like you the lame. You regular. It's good to be regular because regular is what in God intended you to be. Now, I ain't saying be no bum. Be no non-striving ass nigga. But nah, man. You go for too much, you get too much. Also, this parlays into recent news headlines of Puff Daddy being arrested. Having his homes, he was not arrested, having his homes raided by federal authorities in association with Homeland Security or the other way around. And how does a man get to a point where he's this much fucking sexual deviancy? So let me tell you something, though. Here's a better thing we should worry about instead of him. His influence on us for decades. Who told you, because I told you, the only way to be with a woman is man, woman, child. Under the law of God, with a man, is the first general under God. Mother, second general. Maybe if you have a second wife, third wife, fourth wife, fifth, and then child. That's how it go. It's the organization to this thing. Anything outside of that, you're on your way to a dick in your mouth. And who passed you down this sickness? Who told you it's so cool to have a bunch of women? When did that become the thing? I mean, people always wanted a bunch of women. When was that promoted to you? Like, promoted and promoted and promoted. Did any heterosexual men promote that ideology to you? I ask you. Come on, let's do the stats. Even from the beginning of hip-hop, the father of hip-hop, one of the grandfathers, is Afrika Bambaataa. Enough said. Enough said. Come on, man. You got to do the facts. These are facts. This ain't no mystery. Puff Daddy. Fire Burning Smokey says he's a bisexual man. Some people say there's no such thing as bisexual. I say a lot of dudes ain't gay. They just done too much. And you can't fathom that because you still simping over two or three bitches and hoping to go ooh, ooh inside a pussy. These niggas trying to go ooh, ooh inside an owl's ass and then come inside a pussy with the owl's cum, sperm, the owl pussy juice on their dick. Sound crazy? You ain't rich. I heard 50 Cent say that once. Not about fucking owls, but he was like, you ain't make enough. He said, nobody hating you? You ain't make enough money. Fuck out of here. Nobody hates me. Everybody love me. You ain't got no money, motherfucker. That's why everybody in love with you. Let's make some more money. Motherfuckers be fucking burning you at the stake and raiding your estates. Beats by Nas Kingston. I don't own shit. Don't sue me. Sue your mama, bitch. Then it goes on. Let's go on into this puppy thing. Because today, Gene Deal, his ex-bodyguard, who said, I'll take the stand. I'll testify. Like the light-skinned girl in New Jack City against Pookie. He said, I'll testify. I mean, against Nino. So Gene Deal, ex-bodyguard of Puff Daddy, and his OG, because Puffy once wanted to be initiated into a gang that Gene Deal was in. This is all from his accounts. Our gang. A crew from Harlem. Back then we called them crews. That was the crew, the posse. And you could go back and listen to him talk about Puff's goofy initiation. They were just fucking lining him up to make him look silly. Which is why he paid everybody back in the long run, huh? But something he mentioned that's been mentioned here in the Raw House, and everybody said it was a conspiracy, but damn, a man who's about to go in front of the feds told me something that I already knew. And you know this too if you've been in the Raw House. You know, back in 2001, 2002, when Suge Knight was released from prison, he amalgamated with a gentleman named Irv Gotti of Murder, Inc., with a gentleman named J.P. Prince of Ruffalo Records, with a gentleman named Dim Dash Rockefeller Records, and also in association with Eric B. for president. They all got together and said they're going to do their own black distribution label. Well, within months, all these people have federal feds up their ass. And Dim Dash might not have the feds up their ass, but boy, Rockefeller got from under his ass, didn't it? And in the wake of that, two people became billionaires in hip-hop. No black distribution, but two people could rise. Sean Combs, Sean Carter, SCSC. Twinning! Wait, have we been here before? Have I told you about twin pillars? How they both have to fall? Twin pillars. Did I tell you about twin pillars? Judge wisely when passing through pillars of ivory. Killer Priest once told you. Yes? Raw House just keeps on hitting, my boy. So we have the twin pillars of hip-hop. Once were Biggie and Tupac Shakur. In their wake, all you have is SCSC. So originally we had two Geminis, Tupac and
Big E representing the spirit of Jonas, which is the spirit of splitting. Now we have SCSC. Sean Carter, Sean Coombs. And the tea leaves. I don't believe that psychic lady, but she got her information, so she knows how to weave it into I'm a psychic. So she knows her shit. She says November is the due date for the common man. See, they ratted on them boys. They told the feds. That's what they said. They participated on the Fed. This is what Gene Deal said, so get him before you get me. Oh, so conspiracies are coming to light. Let me tell you something. God loves us. This is only because God loves us. All our idols shall fall. I'm prepared for them to tell me everything from LeBron James, he was on steroids, to Michael Jackson was raping kids. And I don't believe none of those things, but I'm prepared for all that because they are going to, Allah is allowing all our idols to fall in 2024. A big step in making more money is less conversation.
Uh-oh. I know some niggas didn't want to hear that. Because right now there's some nigga vobbling, trying to impress a bitch.
Or trying to impress a nigga that fucks a lot of bitch. So you can be seen by an impress a bitch ass nigga. I just want to impress. But when you quiet yourself, man, it's a big step to making a lot of money. When you use your eyes more, your ears more, your brain more. When you measure your words more. I heard Andre 3000 say once, a lot of people aren't worth his words. And it's true. Fuck, I gotta have a conversation for you. For you to roll your eyes and click through your phone? No, madam. No, sir. I'll stay quiet. If you have a question, I shall answer. Because I really ain't got shit to say. Well, this is on the Raw Hoss podcast today. Big step to making more money is shutting the fuck up. Less phone calls, less talking. What you talking about? Nothing. Just shut up. That's how this podcast started. I wasn't talking so much. I had to talk. It just said, bleh, big vomit. You see? 175 episodes later. Yes, sir. Another thing in the Puffy's thing. You know, 50 going in. He's defining kicking the niggas back in when they're down. 50 is going hard on Diddy. Pause. But there's roots to this beef. And it goes way back. Now, you remember that song, Get This Money, Get This Money. Ain't nobody gonna take this from it. Well, guess who wrote that hook in Puffy's verse? 50 Cent wrote it when he was shot up 9 times. Put some money in his pocket. You know what he used that money to do? Start G-Unit mixtape. Which he promptly began to diss Diddy on. Talking about, hey, stop making him, I miss J-Lo records, nigga. Knowing damn well it's J-Lo who gave his monkey ass a recommendation because she told him you should make this guy right for you because he was signed to Columbia with her and she had worked with Trackmasters who he was signed to. Oh, roots of beef. So trust me, Puffy never let him forget that, hey man, you know, shit, I started G-Unit. He probably feels that way, you know, crazy one. But as a gatekeeper, that's his job. To start new revolution that seem organic. Yes? That's called a culture creator. Monkey ass machine shut down on me. But we gonna keep going. And then tried to hide the fucking 18 minutes I recorded. Fuck out of here. Stuff yellow. But yeah, what I wanted to talk about was happy Eid Mubarak to all who celebrated and didn't. Happy 30 days of Ramadan. Hope you're a better man, Muslim, mother, father, daughter, son, imam, worker, everything for that, and blink, and it'll be here again next year, y'all. But I want to talk about the shooting that happened in Philadelphia at an Eid celebration, and I would like to say as Islam expands, and it's only going to expand, and we add new Muslims, we add new societies, new people who have society's problems, who aren't healed, and we can't expect you to just jump into Islam day one. And all society's problems are healed. But what I will say, the worst thing you can do is a man of the last word of God, is a woman of the last word of God, is kill another woman or man of the last word of God. Killing any man is wrong. Killing any woman is wrong. But it's like even heightened penalty. The penalty is penaltying.
when a Muslim kills another Muslim. So that is swine. Black on black crime, Aki, you're both stinking. Quote Noriega. Don't be on that type of vibe. And I would like to quote, not quote, but like just bring into your awareness the situation of Jimmy Henchman and Mutah Napoleon Beale, who used to run with the Outlaws and Tupac. You know that that's forever beef, but they're both Muslim. They both met up in a mosque in L.A. I think brothers mediated. They spoke, shook, salams. I wouldn't say they're friends, but there was a mutual understanding there that the violence can stop, that there's no, I won't see you in, with your mother and fucking swing on you one day because I feel a way. Because we spoke on it like men. You said yours, I said mine. Supposed to be the highest evolved of the people of the book. So you got to move like that. And murder, dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. But I will say this too, I saw Boomp Gang. Y'all know Boomp Gang. I saw Boomp Gang. He had a rant. Why everybody turning Muslim now? It's a fad. It ain't no fad. It's what Allah has prescribed. A lot of y'all niggas doing a lot of foul shit. So you know this is the best way to get them demons off you. Cause this is a demon free dunya. You know what I'm saying? This is a demon free situation right here. It's a demon free society. It's a demon free way of life. Come get it off you. So don't be mad. Join the gang gang gang. But leave the gang gang shit outside, gang gang. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And like I said, it's ironic. I saw one of these snitches say that Jimmy Henchman is a guy to tap into in the feds. If you want to protect your butt. Protect your heart and vital organs from getting stabbed up. So P. Diddy, tap in. But I think he about to run on these niggas. Is that why he played the victory shit? Is that why he had that shit going? Because he was like, yeah, nigga, I'm out of here. Put your money on the table and get your cash on. Killer Psychic Mommy. You know, a lot of people will refer to this show. This podcast, it's a conspiracy podcast. It's a comedy podcast about real and current events. I'm just doing the current events like I would do in school with a comedic twist. That's all. There's no theory or any conspiracy. But here you have a woman. Shit, I gotta find this story now for you. And I'm scared because it's gonna mess up the thing. But I should have had it ready. But y'all heard about the woman. I think she killed her husband. Pushed the kids out the car, one or the other. Because of the world was supposed to end the other day. But here I am talking again. Allah say, none knoweth the hour, none knoweth the time. So anytime somebody tells you the day or time the world's going to end, you got to know that's not the day or time the world's going to end. You know why? Because he knows. That's simple. When she's so drawn up in some astrology crap, and the sun and the moon and the eclipse, she went and killed her children. It's a new beginning coming and all this crazy. These are conspiracy theorists. Fucking bubble, comet bubble pop niggas that fucking, remember the fucking cult that killed themselves? Bubble hop bobble. When I was in high school, big wide-eyed cracker. They killed themselves to join the comet. You jackasses. We didn't have deep internet searches then. They didn't know you had to follow no cult leader, man. Those are real conspiracy theorists. I'm just doing news with a comedic twist. Guess what? News real right after this. I just wanted to say that you can catch the Raw House every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. There will be a new episode either one of those days, most likely the Wednesday. That three-day window is when I'm going to hit you. All right? That's the schedule as of now, man. You're going to get hit Wednesday. You might get hit Thursday. You might get hit Friday. This is a late edition. Because I be cooking for myself now, man. I made me some buffalo chili. That shit hit 9. I said that shit hit 9. New real time, man. Down goes Phasia. Down goes Phasia. Transgender boxer, female to male. Knocked out in 21-21. Can you do something for me? Patricio. rest in peace, Big L. Patricio Manuel, who is a transgender boxer, biological female who underwent surgery and extensive hormone therapy to live as a male, was knocked out last Saturday in 21 seconds of the first round. The match took place in California. Thoughts on this? Thoughts on this? I got none. Shout out to Ja Rule for breaking ground on the construction of a 6-unit school classroom in Nuwasa, Eastern Region, Ghana. Kudos to him. Fuck all that FBA and ashy knee shit. Everybody ashy. That mean we the same people. Copy? BasketballNetwork.com. Norris Cole and Udonis Haslam say things were intense in Miami after LeBron James left. Yeah, Pat Riley took it personal. But LeBron James pressed reset with new characters because he already saw what you did to Dwayne Wade and Shaq after their first championship. He just ran it ragged with old niggas. Nobody to draft. Just draft no old nigga. Nobody else on the team. We're going to grind it out, practice 15 hours a day. I'm out. That shit is best for young niggas. It's best for the type of team he has now. NewYorkPost.com. Matthew McConaughey says there is an initiation process in Hollywood. Well, I mean, you don't say. Telling y'all again, this is the year of revelation. And the sad thing is, a lot of black men gonna have their hand on the ticket for a lot of nasty shicket. You know what I'm talking about? New York Post. Cancer rates rising in young people due to accelerated aging, according to highly troubling new study. Well, the so-called people who are done with the 90s are aging like dog shit. Because y'all weird as fuck. It's because y'all never had parents. Because you never had a man's fart in the house, a woman's fart in the house. It's because you just fucking are savages and super weirdos. You're below human scum, you fucking millennials. No. Really, I think it's that jab that got you niggas. And I think you're the most, and I've said this before in the Real House, you're the most believe the government ass generation ever. Ever. You're the most believe, no matter what you've been programmed to do for crack man Floyd, you're the most believe the government ass generation ever. Ever. 60s niggas wasn't going for it. 70s niggas wasn't going. 80s niggas definitely wasn't going. It was too high on the good cocaine and crack. And 90s niggas wasn't going. But around after 2005, I think it was a sharp decline, man. Well, y'all niggas just started sucking government dick. And part of that was Barack H. coming through. Yup. He helped put your lips on the government dick, some of y'all, for the first fucking time. And things have never been the same. Election year, make sure you go vote. Make sure you go vote. HipHopDX.com. Kanye West faces wrath of Ryan Garcia for allegedly rejecting boxer in defense of Diddy. Listen, man. This Ryan Garcia dude is going off. He's telling everybody who sold their soul. I mean, he did too, nigga. That's how you know. But these people are authorized by King Arthur. One of those phrases you only hear here on the Raw House podcast to tell you that bullshit. They're authorized by King Arthur. Where else you hear that? Don't it sound like it makes sense? It's still going today, authors. Fox 5, New York. Where are millennials headed? The surprising shift away from NYC. Yes, get the fuck out the city. Leave it empty so we can move on to higher and better things. Get you out of here with your avocado toast, motherfucker. DanceHallMag.com. Elephant Man said, him never attend Diddy party. Him seen North dance before, but he don't want no dance like this. What's he wanting? PopularMechanics.com. NASA crashed a spacecraft into an asteroid, and there could be some consequences. I think I saw this movie before. It had Michael Clark Duncan, and Bruce Willis, and Ben Affleck. Yeah, man. And then they do it in real life. Complex.com. Suge Knight unimpressed by J. Cole's decision to walk back Kendrick diss. Go be R&B, the big homie said. Hey, I agree. Unfortunately, when you get into hip-hop, you're in a fucking zoo, wrestling zoo. And when you get called out, you either don't respond at all,
or you go balls to the wall. This man went out and apologized. You don't apologize, even though Jay-Z did it before. Remember Super Ugly? He tried to dial it back. You can't dial it back. In the internet age, he would be finished for dialing it back. You see how the internet saved not being lit like that saved a lot of niggas. All right? In Gangsters Knowing Gangsters, Futurism.com, Oppenheimer's grandson signs letter saying AI threatens life on Earth. Well, you should know, big boy. You come from the fucking Corleone family of fucking things that threaten Earth, so, you know. But he didn't intend for the Mafia family to bring drugs and prostitution to America. It was simply the effects of poverty in the Metro Journal. Now give me that poverty of the Metro Journal crap. ScreenRant.com, Robert Downey Jr. opens up on potential MCU return as Iron Man. Of course, what else he fucking doing right now? Nothing as big as that. That's his biggest role of his life. Says a lot about our society when a great thespian like that is only lauded for his role as Iron Man. I prefer him in classics like Tropic Thunder, Natural Born Killers. Jason Whitlock has an unpopular opinion. Caitlin Clark should return to Iowa. This is his tweet. Should return to Iowa next season, make about $20 million in NIL, retire from basketball, marry her boyfriend, avoid the nastiness that awaits her in the WNBA. Well, shit. What nastiest could he be talking about? Well, the so-called League of Women is worse than college. Can you believe that? I told my mom, she couldn't believe it. I was like, yeah, this is kind of it for Caitlin Clark because she's going to go to the NBA, and unless she wins like 7 championships in a row, it's like it's never going to have the luster it has now. There's something about that WNBA that just ain't popping like college, women's college, though. Maybe that'll change. Now that everybody's going to follow these players like a Magic Bird, maybe this is going to light the league on fire. I'm for it. I like to see pussy bumping up together, showbiz dick bumping up together. Did you know Forever My Lady, Jodeci's chart-topping single, first song you heard from them, a lot of people, was a song I'll Be Sure wrote for Kim Porter. Say less, I already said more. Futurism.com, 1 trillion bugs with bulging eyes set to invade a third of the United States. Yo, let me ask you a question, man. Doesn't it seem like since like 2020, we've got the invasion of some weird-ass bugs and creepy critters everywhere? It worries me. I'm waiting for an invasion of cash or ass. Red Bull or black ass chocolate variety. Happy spring, niggas. Get out there and enjoy it. Use a regular man. You ain't got no master plan. The law has the plan.